bank had loaned him thousands, and he'd signed as farmers do to keep from going under, and the interest would accrue. The years of drought had pushed him to the edge of dark despair. His family loved this station, but the bankers would not care. The tanks were all but empty, and the dams were balls of dust. The stock were dropping daily, and his loan was fit to bust. The banker came in person, even framed his sad remorse. Left Artie with the papers, saying things had run their course. No words could Artie mutter, he was crushed and cold inside. To tell his wife and children was beyond this farmer's pride. The grapevine did its duty, and the news spread fast that day. They'd need to lend a hand now, that's the Aussie way. He'd need to buy a dwelling in the town not far away. The bankers left quite quickly, thinking wisest not to stay. It started with a bore pump as the bids went up in tens, but soon they were in hundreds as he watched his farming friends. See, every single dollar that the auction made from then was just a marked donation from these farming wives and men. It only took the morning, and the lots were spoken for. 300K, said Chalky. Bill said, make it 50 more. No words could Artie mutter, overwhelmed with love inside. To help his wife and children, he took the gift with pride. Then Mrs. Firing Forsworth, in a quiet, subtle way, gave one final gesture in the Aussie way. I'll buy your family station, and I'll need a leading hand. Don't move into the city, you belong here on this land. And when at last I leave here, you can keep the title too. We like to help our neighbours, that's what Aussies do. No words could Artie mutter, overwhelmed with love inside, to hold his wife and children as his heart was filled with pride. The grapevine did its duty in the spirit of the day. We helped a maid in trouble, that's the Aussie way. Yes, we helped a maid in trouble, 'cause that's the Aussie way.